Word of mouth.
From NHPR, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott, and we're listening to the song New Lover by Josh Ritter.
I got a new lover now. I know that she's not mine, and I only want to hold her. I don't need to read her mind, and she only looks like you when she's in a certain light. I got a new lover now. She knows just what I need.
And that's from Josh Ritter's latest album, The Beast in Its Tracks. It's a highly personal record chronicling Ritter's life after divorce. It's the type of album you might think would be full of self-pity, bitterness, a little wallowing, maybe a little binge drinking, but it is not. Ritter tackles the difficult topic with graceful, mostly upbeat songs that showcase his humor, his honesty, and his hope that new love will find its way. Josh Ritter is going to be playing at the Music Hall in Portsmouth on Friday, March the 28th, and joins us now with more. Josh Ritter, great to speak with you again.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Josh, you released The Beast in Its Tracks about a year ago, but it feels right somehow to be talking to you about it now, because it feels kind of spring-like, you know, new beginnings, letting the season behind stay behind. Is that something you were aware of when writing the record?
Well, I would say that when I first started writing, when I first started searching around for the way to write about songs about this, you know, like about getting about a divorce, like, you know, I was so angry and I was so worked up. The stuff just didn't have any self-reflection. It was just radiating anger. That's not fun to listen to. It's not fun to write. And it was not. They weren't good songs. And it actually took for me to really start to talk about how I felt, to describe for myself how I felt in a song. And so as time has gone on, certainly the season's changing, and the numerous things in my life that have changed since then. You know, I'm really so happy I caught those feelings when I did.
Mm.
Because I certainly can't, you know, that it's harder, thankfully, for me to relate to the person that wrote that than, you know, it's been really nice.
I guess
so, getting away from
that may be why it's taken 3 years since your last studio album. You know, I guess a little time had to pass.
Yeah, time had to pass. And I've always believed that, you know, you should release a record when you have the stuff you want to say. And I feel like a lot of times it's so easy to release stuff now that, like, you can release stuff that's substandard, or you can release stuff that's just way too much and be the guy at the party that's talking all the time.
Well, let's listen to a little bit more of the song New Lover. One of the most amicable breakup songs I've ever heard, at least until the last line. Let's hear that.
I hope you got a lover now. Hope you got somebody who can give you what you need, like I couldn't seem to do. But if you're sad and you are lonesome and you've got nobody true, I'd be lying if I said that didn't make me happy too. I'd be lying if I said that didn't make me happy too.
Okay, so again, no furniture upended in that song, no binge drinking. Tell me a little bit about writing it, though. At the end, you say, but if you're sad and you're lonesome and you got nobody true, I'd be lying if I said that didn't make me happy, too. I guess we can't totally transcend those feelings.
No, and that's the part that I think is really amazing. You know, like, one of the things I learned from writing this record, you know, that I really actually learned, was that oftentimes the stuff that is the most interesting is never a single strain of emotion. You know, it's always like a number of different, like, currents moving through. You know, if we feel any moment of victory, there's always a moment of, you know, there's moments of self-pity. We're humans, and humans are animals, and we have living up to those and admitting those conflicting and kind of intertwining strains of human emotion are what makes, like, I think, writing interesting, and it also makes it, like, more honest. You know, I love songs that are, you know, like Ricky Nelson's song, where it's just pure love. You know, there's a pure love to it. But if you're gonna, like, get into something that's deeper and darker, you have to, like, start introducing new elements. And I love that about it. New Lover was the first point when I really discovered that I could, like, wish somebody well and still flip the bird at the same time.
But there's also a lyric that says, she only looks like you when she's in a certain light. And you repeat it other times in the album, so that comes back, but different ways. Was that one of those lines banging around in your head?
Yeah, and in my life, you know. I think, you think you've learned a lesson, but you still, like, you still make the same mistakes over and over. I mean, I think we all do. Eventually, we move on. But like, but I thought that that was something I could say definitely about myself, and that line just felt so real that I didn't want to lose it. And I always like that there's some lines in records that just make their way through and keep happening. You know, they keep popping up, and they kind of give the record a little bit of a reason to be a record. You know, and not just a set of songs.
It's funny, Josh, because I think of your writing as kind of big picture writing. I have spoken with you about the novel that you wrote, Bright's Passage, and that certainly is looking at historical perspective. In other albums, you've explored historical figures and events and avoided that kind of confessional element of writing. And I don't hear confessional here, but it is much more personal. Is that a direction you want to explore more?
I think it's something that I avoided. I really feel that there's far more interesting things to write about, you know, stories and like things where, you know, you could explore, you know, all the things that make a song interesting, the human emotions and the adventure, but it could be about something else besides your current love life, you know? I felt like there's other people that do that so well. And that was not my thing, but I do believe now that wasn't exactly what I wasn't writing about. I think that I wasn't writing about it because nothing like essentially like terrible in that way had ever happened to me before. I've been very lucky in my life, you know, and I didn't need to unload all that stuff or figure it out that way. But I feel that when the time comes and things turn around that way, I'm sure that will happen again. But I'll write about something else that's very like important to me in that way, but until then, I just really love writing about other stuff, you know.
Singer and songwriter Josh Ritter is with us. He's going to be playing at the Music Hall in Portsmouth on Friday, March 28th. Let's hear another song from his latest album, The Beast in Its Tracks. This is called Joy to You, Baby.
There's no ghosts in the graveyard. It's not where they live. They float in between us. What is and what if, and cast our own shadows before our own eyes. You don't get them up here though, they don't come up high. Joy to the city, the parking lot lights, the lion of evening with the rain in its eyes. Joy to the freeway. Joy to the cars, and joy to you, baby, wherever you are tonight, 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 tonight. Stumble upon, if I never have met you, you couldn't have gone, but then I wouldn't have met you, and we couldn't have been. I guess it all adds up. Joy in the end, joy to the city, the heat wave and all.
Just a little bit there from Joy to You, Baby, a song from The Beast in Its Tracks, a new record by Josh Ritter, or the most recent record by Josh Ritter. Josh, you recorded this at the recording studio in rural western Maine. We've spoken to other bands like Lake Street Dive recently who recorded albums there. Now, you're talking about an urban environment here, but it is a kind of lonesome song. Did that isolation of working in Maine make its way onto the album?
I have always, partially by choice, but also by chance, like have always ended up recording in rural places. As a social thing, it's one of the most fun parts about making music. So you're up there with your friends and you're making something, and it's nice to all be in the same spot and go to bed at the, you know, and then wake up and all be there, you know. And in the city, you can kind of just wander off. Also in the city, there's so many options. You can do so much, and sometimes having all those ways is detrimental. I think that you get to be really experimental when you're trying to find the right sound with sometimes with like limited ingredients.
Now that you've had a year to reflect on this album, though, and you've played these new songs at shows all over the place, has your relationships to the song changed at all? Is that what happens with them?
I think always it does, you know. But the funny thing is that they still jump up and bite you, you know. Like there's still an excitement every time to playing the songs. I find that, like, you know, as time goes by, the songs seem to have been written by somebody else because it's really true, you know. That like you never remember where you write the song, and you forget about what you were actually thinking when you started, you know. And that's like, it's such a strange thing, and I feel that way, especially with these songs. My life has moved on in so many positive, fantastic ways, and thankfully, the pain there is only on the record, you know, and the joy has continued, which is like really what you would hope.
Well, let's hear another song. This one's called Heart's Ease, because it seems as if you have found that to a degree. Let's hear it.
High up country is the place where I have always longed to wander wild and free. Among the slender and the peace of mind grow mountainsides of my own heart's ease. I've been with beauties and I've been with some that even speaking of them would be like using the moonlight to describe the sun. The fairest one is my own heart's ease. Deserts and a crested swells, the unknown country and the far-flung isles. The shores are far away and fare thee well. There's nowhere else like my own heart's ease.
It's funny that so many memorable songs are about heartbreak rather than heart's ease.
Yeah.
I wonder what you're thinking about now. What are you currently working on?
I'm writing more songs right now than I've ever written in my life.
Really?
It's just a great time.
What do you think's making that happen?
I'm really happy. I'm really happy, and I have a good relationship with songs right now. You know, I feel like I've got a little older. I have a family. You know, writing songs to me has become this great time when I have to have fun. Otherwise, I'm wasting my time. You know, so the songs are just feeling terrific. I'm working on a record of cowboy songs for Bob Weir, which
Whoa.
Is gonna be really fun.
And Bob Weir from the Grateful Dead.
Yeah, and I'm just getting to do a lot of stuff that I really enjoy. And when I sit down at my desk, it's just easy to like put stuff down and no pressure, you know. Nothing is enormous. It's just about having fun, and the results are really exciting.
Well, Josh, we can't wait to have you in Portsmouth again. Thank you so much.
I can't
for
wait
your time.
For being there. Thank you for having me.
Only in your arms and where.
Joshua Ritter will be playing at the Music Hall in Portsmouth on Friday, March the 28th. You can find more information on the show and on his new record. Listen to a few tracks at wordofmouthradio.org.